This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 101, How to Make Friends Using Three English Phrases. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
Want to make friends in English? Use these winning techniques and vocabulary words to build your social circle of English speakers.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome. How are you, Michelle? What's going on in New York City?
Not too much. Lindsay, you've recently moved.
Yes.
Was it easy for you to make friends?
Yeah, I mean, I would say here, you know, where I live now, people are pretty friendly. So I'd say that is easy, but we're all adults. We all have a busy life. And so on that hand, it's tricky. And I really have to make sure I follow up with people and I tell them I want them to be my friend. You know?
I know. I mean, it's weird as an adult, isn't it?
It's so weird. You know, can we be friends? Let's be friends. It feels like something that's so juvenile to say that. And it's almost like we have all these defenses as adults that we don't want to say that because we're taking a risk. Do you feel that sometimes?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I've gotten better at it recently. Like, I know. And like, it takes a long time for a friendship to stick. So like, maybe you like text, maybe like you'll meet someone, get their information, and then you'll kind of like text back and forth and you were going to text and blah, blah, blah. And then it doesn't happen. And then it just
failure to launch. I think there's a movie called Failure to Launch.
Yeah.
That's about a romantic situation. But I've found that can happen in friendships too. Failure to launch.
I think sometimes it just kind of like falls flat and like maybe you like you can have like a really great conversation with somebody and then get excited about it and then like like all of a sudden I've made a couple new friends and then all of a sudden you realize like, wait, these are my friends. Like it's like actually worked.
And that's right. It's like you launched, but you didn't really know you were launching.
And then you're like, oh, I felt like pretty excited about this person. So, but guys, the point is we all want friends. So today we are going to teach you how to make friends using three English phrases.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And the first one is by asking for help. And this is huge. This goes beyond just the phrases, guys, right? This is about when you do ask someone for help, that is a way to, if it's the right person, the right time, that's a way to make them closer to you, to bring them closer to you. Because you're asking them for something and you're saying you trust them and all that stuff. Right, Michelle?
Exactly. Because people want to be helpful.
Yeah, they do. They really do. So this is a great way to meet people. People like to help, like you said, Michelle. How could we say this in English?
Well, you could say, can I get a hand with my suitcase? Or maybe you're offering, like, would you like a hand with your suitcase?
Yeah. What comes to mind here, and a big ask, don't ask this of someone who's not quite a friend yet, is asking someone to help you move, right? That's a big ask.
Small favors.
I would say small favors, maybe you know, whatever, you're helping, you know, maybe you need to bring your suitcase down to a lift because you are going to take a plane ride somewhere. That kind of thing. Could I get a hand, you know, carrying my suitcases down the stairs? That maybe a neighbor next door just came out and saw you leaving the apartment building, right? That would be a way to get closer to them.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one.
DirecTV Stream has the most local MLB games, which means it's never been easier to.
Root for the home team.
So whether you're rooting for a... or a...
safe!
Or even a...
strike three!
Or a...
it's out of here!
Root for your home team with DirecTV Stream. The most MLB games. Period. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package.
And another one is, would you be interested in? So this basically means like, do you want to do something? So would you be interested in getting a coffee with me? Or would you be interested in going to the park with me this weekend? So I feel like this is like kind of a jazzier way of saying like, do you want to?
Yeah, do you want to? And do you want to is great too. I think this one is, it feels pretty formal, this one. Would you be interested in? But you can dress it down. You can make it less formal.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point, Lindsay. And then what's the last one?
Yeah, and this comes down to what you're actually doing, which is asking someone for their opinion, which is huge because that means you respect them. You want to know about them. You're curious about them. By just saying something like, what do you think? For example, I tried that new restaurant down on the corner. I didn't think it was that great. What do you think? Have you tried it? That's a great way to start up a conversation and make friends.
Yeah, that is wonderful, right? Showing that you value someone's opinion.
Exactly. Have you asked anyone lately, Michelle, for their opinion on something? Anything that comes to mind?
I've had people ask me my opinions on something. Yeah. Like somebody was asking me about my neighborhood and like considering like a move. And like they might have said like, what do you think? Right. What do you think about this area or something like that?
Yeah. This is kind of a hack in life. Right. People like to feel like their opinion is going to be valued. Right. They like to feel like they're kind of an expert on something. People love that.
Right.
So guys, these are three really solid, not just phrases, but strategies that are based in actual psychology, I would say, Michelle.
Yeah, these are good ones.
Yeah, these are really good. So don't be shy. You do have to open up the conversation, get it started, have that conversation with that person in English to be able to ask these things. But we want to encourage you guys to be confident and go for it. Right, Michelle? Focus on that connection.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Yep. Guys, make sure that if you love the All Ears English podcast, follow us wherever you are listening to us so that you never miss any of our episodes.
Awesome. And Michelle, I'll see you in the next episode. Have a good one.
Can't wait. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.